Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Luke 15, verses 25 to 32. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." It feels like we've got to the end of these wonderful stories of Jesus' love for the lost. The sheep, the coin, and the son are all found, and the parties are all in full swing. But this isn't the end of the story. Remember the two types of people from the start of the chapter? There's the tax collectors and sinners, the ones who were lost. But there's also the Pharisees and teachers of the law, the religious elite, the ones who back themselves and think that they're good enough. But Jesus has something to say to them. He has already surprised them by showing it's the lost he has come for, the very people they disdain. In the parable of the lost son, there's an older brother too, and he backs himself. When he hears the music and dancing from his younger brother's welcome home party, he doesn't go to join in the celebration. He becomes angry and refuses to go in. Once again, the loving father humbles himself to go outside and pleads with his son to go in. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, come home, you kill the fattened calf for him." He hasn't wandered astray. He hasn't messed up like his brother. He has done the right things. He deserves some reward. Maybe we can relate to this. This is the way the world works. If we work hard, there should be a reward. If you perform well, you'll make the team. And that's how many of us can think about God. If I turn up to church, live a good life, don't do anything terrible, God will accept me. That was the attitude of the Pharisees and the tax collectors. That's why they couldn't stomach the fact that Jesus was fraternising with these unworthy sinners. But they've missed something. See how the father addresses the older brother. "My son. My son." Those two words undo the older brother's wrong view of his father and our wrong view of God. He'd been talking about slaving, obeying orders, but his father says, "No, this isn't slave and master, worker and boss. This is father, son, family relationship." He says, "You are always with me and everything I have is yours. Son, you wanted a goat? You had it all. Do you see, my son? It's not about how hard you work for me in the field. It's about our relationship. I want you, not your work. I don't accept you because of the work you've done for me. I accept you because you are my son." The world might demand that we need to perform in order to be valued, accepted, loved. But not so with God. He does not accept us based on our performance, but because of his love. This is liberating because we can have security and confidence that we are loved and accepted, not because of how good we are before God, but because he is our loving father. And it's challenging because it puts us all on a level playing field. I can't think I'm better than anyone else in God's sight because of my good works. It's not about that. And notice who is inside the party at the end. The younger son, the lost one, the reckless renegade son. He realises he is lost and so accepts his father's grace. And who is outside? The older son, the rule keeper, the good boy, because he hasn't realised he is lost and needs grace. Will he go inside and enjoy the delight of his father who has already given him everything? As you play today, remember this gospel message. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Jesus finds the lost and brings them from death to life, not by our works, but because of his love. How will that encourage you today? Who can you share it with? Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we are loved and accepted, not because of how good we are before you, but because you are our loving Father. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.